Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is kind of controversial and very sensitive because it's about one of the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And a lot of people, you know, they don't want to negate and deny the hadith which this question is surrounding, because they're kind of afraid that it might they might be contradicting and negating one of Imam Ali's virtues. Let's recite the hadith and the narration, and then we can talk about the question in the which is often mentioned in the context of the tradition that we will be reciting for you. Ibn Abbas, one of the famous companions of Imam Ali and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the sun was never turned back for anybody in history except Sulaiman, the Prophet Sulaiman, the Prophet Solomon alayhi salam, Yusha ibn Nun, also one of the prophets, the successor and heir of the Prophet Moses alayhi salam, and Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is a very general hadith regarding this event. But to be more specific, sometimes it's been mentioned by some of the narrators of hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the home of Imam Ali, and he was resting his head on the thigh of Imam Ali, and sleeping. Some people say he was sleeping, or some people say that revelation came to the Prophet at the time, and you know, he went into a spiritual trance. And because of that, Imam Ali alayhi salam, out of his respect for the Prophet, he didn't want to get up and disturb the Prophet and awake him or disturb his spiritual state. And the time for the prayer elapsed, and because of that, the imam's prayer, it was missed by him. Right? And then when the Prophet came to out of his state of sleep or whatever, the imam said, I missed my prayers. The Prophet said, pray that the sun comes back and you can pray. Right? And then the imam does this and the sun comes back and he prays. So a lot of people say, how could this be? How could we believe that the imam is infallible and he doesn't sin? So how could you say that the imam, you know, he missed his prayers? Right? On the other hand, some people say they don't want to contradict this because they say that if we deny this, we're denying one of the virtues of the imams, right? Right. So how do we resolve this conflict? This conflict and this problem and this question is easily resolved when we look at the reliable hadith and authentic hadith which has been narrated regarding this event. In the Kitab Al-Irshad, which is a book by Sheikh Mufid, he narrates that this event occurred, the Prophet, revelation came to the Prophet. He put his head on Imam Ali's thigh. He went into this spiritual trance. Yes, it is true. The time for the prayer was very rapidly progressing, and there was not a lot of time left. But this hadith says that Imam Ali prayed by means of allusions. Right? He was he prayed in a state of sitting down, and he completed his prayers. So there's nothing to indicate in the authentic narrations of this hadith that the imam missed his prayers. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the event of the returning of the sun and whether it alludes to the elapse of Imam Ali's prayers. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.